More fun awaits the young and young at heart heading to three Midland parks next month. The first of three new playground installations will begin in town with work at Pete Pettersen Park expected to start in late May, followed by installations at Bayview Park on July 4 and Little Lake Park, Eastern Section, on July 18. And while the town noted work on the latter two parks could begin earlier, it added that the original dates will likely hold true due to unpredictable supply chain delays. The move to create new playground spaces began 2 years ago when several playground structures in town parks were cordoned off following an extensive inspection that identified several pieces of equipment needing repairs and/or removal. Last year, the town asked for the public's help in determining where to spend the nearly $500,000 on new playground equipment. The funding was approved by council as part of the 2021 budget. As well as announcing dates for the equipment installation at the three aforementioned parks, the town has also issued a request for proposal, RFP, to identify vendors to install new playground equipment in Mac McAllen Park, Edgehill Park and Tiffin Park. The RFP closes soon and depending on supply and availability, there is the potential for installs to take place in one or more of these parks this year as well. Thanks to the incredible feedback received, not only will we see new playground equipment installed in at least three parks this year, but the feedback aided us in issuing the RFP for the next three parks earlier this year, Midland Operations Manager Dylan Flannery said. Little Lake Park East and Bayview Park playground projects were awarded to Play Power Canada, while Pete Pettersen Park Playground has been awarded to Open Space Solutions Inc. The most exciting features kids can be expecting at Little Lake is a zip line, a quiet grove allowing for five calming sensory activities and the height of the main structure, which will provide an amazing view of the lake from the 14-foot enclosed platform, Flannery earlier told Midland Today. Over at Pete Pettersen Park, meanwhile, will feature a nautical-themed playground with a ship, boat, captain's wheel and telescope included in the design, along with a triple slide, a steep double slide and a variety of challenging climbing apparatuses. Added Flannery. Bayview features include an inclined rock climbing wall, hoopla bridge, twisted infinity climber and a bongo and living art panel for kids to make sounds and music.